Trucy's Magic Catastrophe by Sunny Solana and Death by Autoscroll. Synopsis. It's December and Trucy decides to hold a magic show at the Borscht Bowl Club. And you know what? She absolutely nails it. Everything goes well and there are literally no problems. Please just ignore the title. Oh, also, Apollo is really panicked about something, and there's been some news about something to do with prisoners that's causing law enforcement to panic. It's probably fine. Review. Story. This case immediately stood out to me for having Trucy as the viewpoint character, something I don't really see very often. The entire cast consists of familiar Apollo Justice faces, and I thought they were all on point. I found this especially neat with the characters who only show up for smaller roles. It still felt like the characterization was solid for them. I'm deliberately not going super into detail about the story, even in the synopsis due to the short length, but I will say that it's a fun time. It feels like it would be right at home as a bonus scenario unlockable in Apollo Justice after finishing the main story. You know, if that was a thing that happened in it. While the pacing is mostly on point, I will say that the ending felt rushed to me, even considering the comp theme, and I would have liked some more falling action. Though maybe other people would feel differently. Who knows? Pacing is funny like that. I also found the tone kind of hard to judge at first due to a specific plot element feeling a bit out there to me, but again, that might just be me. And it evens out as the entry goes on. Presentation. Trucy's Magic Catastrophe uses a mixture of canon assets and custom background edits courtesy of Death by Autoscroll to tell its story, along with some free-to-use custom assets from the art section. It all works together really well to really bring you into an Apollo Justice mindset. There weren't really any distracting typos I noticed, and the case is very polished overall. I noticed that there were 4 total playtesters, so I have to imagine having so many eyeballs on it really paid off. Congrats on all the eyeballs. You did the thing. Future note from GB. I have no idea what this thing I just typed means. Gameplay. This is more of a story-based experience, with the gameplay being intentionally kept to a minimum. Some very basic investigation sequences that deliberately don't have much in the way of present dialogues, since the characters are always in a rush. Not that it stopped me from trying, because I love doing futile things for no reason. It's my favorite. Still, it works for what it's trying to be, and I didn't run into any bugs. Theme relevance. The theme relevance here leans more towards the idea of things being very urgent. I thought that it was pulled off pretty well. Outside of the very beginning when the plot is still being set up, Trucy is basically always in full panic, we must go, go, go mode. I can see this pacing being very off-putting in a longer work, but the length of this case means that it feels snappy and efficient instead. It's very easily clearable in under 30 minutes, even if you take your time like I did. Overall, a very short experience, Trucy's Magic Catastrophe is an easy recommendation for anyone looking for a short fanfic that has a lot of affection for the Apollo Justice cast and doesn't mind the low amount of gameplay. While I would have preferred a slightly more expanded ending, what's here works for what it's trying to do. Now go play it quickly, quickly. We have to panic and stop the thing from happening. Well, go play it when it's posted up if you like Apollo Justice, I mean. Thanks for making.